Tak. Igor Lidsky, Unilite E project. Well, there's one thing that's super important that we do daily, and that is feeding our minds with different type of content that we do. So we do live in the era of content. You accumulate content either from press, maybe TV, maybe from other sources, maybe from obviously internet and different apps that you are a part of, different social networks that you are a part of, reading content from your friends, from the influencers. And this creates your sort of way and map of reality that you try to and allow in your mind. This map, it becomes your filter on how you see life. So everything you do, your actions or lack of actions, are often because of the content that you see. So maybe you see this rich people on one of the social networks and you think, hey, I want to be like them, but then you think, I cannot be like them, right? So you have some reaction, mental stimulation, either positive or negative, based on the content that you have just listened. Why is this important to be aware with what you feed your mind? It's because these filters tend to stack up, and with time, you are so fed up with all of this agenda, all of this content that people share, different thoughts, perspective, that you no longer are really sure what's truth, and you just continue to accumulate, assimilate more and more of the content. And in the end, it doesn't bring you any good. So I'm sure you watched some motivational videos, right? Maybe packed yourself up, maybe, and you felt good for a moment, but then it just went back because you had just another piece of content and another piece of content. This era where we are addicted to constant informational stimuli coming from the content, constant buzz in our mind that kind of makes our own thoughts being a bit less. We just hear ourselves a bit less. We no longer go to this quiet place of serenity or meditation. Not necessarily with meditation actions, but just meditation as a way of life. And all of that leads to a situation where we constantly fed with this content are lost. So how to not become lost in the era of constant content generation? Even though, again, it's not easy, conscious choosing the pieces of content that you allow in and doing your best to limit the random content in, to not necessarily spend tons of time on TikTok, on Facebook, on random channels. Maybe you have someone you want to follow because it's really aligned with your goals and what you want to fit to your mind. That might be okay, but what's actually important to feed our mind is our actions and our own thoughts. So if we have our own convictions, which are positive, which are constructed, and then we also follow up with action to prove ourselves that we actually change, that we actually believe with what we feed. This, instead of watching yet another video that's maybe even aligned with your way of thought for 2 hours, you just choose to think what you want to do, plan it out, put some action for 1 hour, and the growth that you take from this part of approach, it'll be much, much fruitful, higher than constant path and content that you let it. Be aware what you feed your mind and decide on your own what you would like to put there. Have a great day, and again, stay positive. Bye.